Hey, baby. Guess what I was doing? No, of course I wasn't getting you an anniversary present. I was cheating on you, silly. You remember how you mentioned the waiter at that restaurant we went to last week was being a total dickhead towards you and flirting with me in front of you? Well, I fucked him. I knew it hurt you more because you hated him, which made it that much hotter for me. And God, his cock was so fucking big. He reached places your little dick could never reach. Fuck, a single fuck with him was better than all the sex we've ever had combined. He actually turned out to be such a sweetheart. Come to the bedroom with me. Fine. If you're too dumb to walk, then I'm grabbing your tie and dragging your ass in there. Be a good boy and sit down. That's a good boy. Now, as I was saying, he was actually quite considerate. He even asked me if he should use a condom so you wouldn't know I was cheating on you with him and his fat fucking cock. Now, of course I said no, because condoms are for little tiny-dicked losers like you. But it was a sweet gesture. And he came so much as well. Like, his balls were as massive as his cock, so I shouldn't be surprised. But look. It's so thick, it's barely even dripping out. He stretched my little pussy out so much, but all his cum stayed nice and deep, like a real man's cum would. God, even his pre-cum was just so fucking hot and sticky and manly. Meanwhile, yours is staining your underwear as your little cock twitches and throbs from hearing me talk about fucking better men. You're so fucking pathetic, holy shit. You know, I actually do have something special for you today. I got you this pocket pussy. That way, your little loser loads can dribble out in a safe, controlled environment, and we won't have to deal with any accidents, like when you creamed your pants at your parents' place after I fucked your childhood bully in your bed. Now, of course, my main bull was very clear when he said that little cocks like yours don't deserve penetration, so you won't be able to actually go inside. But your little cucky dick can rub against the silicone and pretend it's a real pussy as I tell you all about how mine got stretched and fucked by a better man. Go on, cucky. Get your cock out. I'll get on my back and spread my legs, and I'll hold this fake pussy right above my real one. Try not to look too much at the cum dripping out of it, or you might come in seconds. Go ahead, loser. Start rubbing. Do you want to play our special game? No? That's the spirit. I love making your orgasms horrible experiences. It's so fun to traumatize you and your little dick. God, I fucking love it. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. You're so much bigger than my boyfriend. God, I fucking fucking hate guys with small dicks. They could never please me. Big cocks are so much better. This fucking pussy is made to be stretched by big, giant, massive fucking cocks. God, I just want to be stuffed with this fat fucking cock, and I love cheating on my little dicked boyfriend with big cocks. Fuck. Guys with small cocks are natural born cucks, so he'd probably come just thinking about me getting stuffed and stretched by big fat cocks and creaming and squirting as they come a huge thick load inside of me, completely fucking unprotected. Oh my god, that must be a new record for you. Fuck. I've been training you so well. You literally can't even resist for more than a few minutes anymore. Remember, Cucky, our ultimate goal is for you to just shoot a pathetic little premature Cucky load as soon as you even think about me cheating on you. Oh, keep crying. I love seeing how broken and pathetic I've made you. Seeing you suffer makes me so fucking happy. Remember, baby, you deserve it because you have a small cock. This is all your fault, okay? Good boy. Keep crying. That's it. I'm so good to you, aren't I? The fact that I'm willing to put up with your patheticness, you should be thanking me. Good boy. That's a good fucking boy. Now, I know you're still crying into my chest and all that, but as a little dicked cucky, you have responsibilities. You're being a really bad boyfriend by letting me sit here with another man's cream pie stuffed into my fucking womb. What if I get pregnant?